Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining us. Episode number 497. We appreciate you listening. If you would like to, I'm giving away my watch. And the only way you can win it is if you... I'm gonna fuck with my microphone. The only way you can win it is if you send me an email. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Anything you would like to tell us, you'd like us to read on the air. And if you would like to win my beautiful Luke Leon timepiece, you can do that via that email address, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Additionally, you can call us 949-464-TBLS. A lot of great calls every week. We love hearing from new people. We love hearing from old people. Either or, it doesn't matter. Call us up. And if you would like to hear all the bonus content, I've been reposting the Friday night stereo after shows to our bonus content. I also do my bonus bri podcast. And plus every week, we do bonus content here that we only share via the subscriber service that we have. Click the link in the show notes. I believe Ed is going to explain a movie to me this week, and we're going to share that with you guys on our bonus content page. And you just click there. It's $5 a month via the link in the show notes. We appreciate your patronage there. I am joined, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I am doing well.
Oh, that's good. That's
fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing great. What's happening? I'm doing well. Well, a lot of people have been asking. Ed, a while back, some very smart people reached out to me to help them with their venture. These guys are math geniuses. Mm. They have devised a system of sports prognostication that they believe is unmatched. And a lot of people have been following me, and a lot of people have been asking, because we post our picks to TikTok, our TikTok page, Silver Point Sports, if anybody would like to follow me, Silver Point Sports. But last weekend and this weekend, we were 5-1-1 in college football.
Wow.
And in pro football, we were 5-0-1. So we've been killing it on that page, but that's not the whole reason I want to talk about it. Obviously, I want to tell people about Silver Point Sports, and they can follow me on TikTok there. And occasionally I repost the picks that we make to my Insta stories, Ed, and you're not an Insta story follower. Everybody knows that, but some people do follow my Insta stories.
I could have a shower right before bed, or maybe take an Uber and get some roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
And earlier today, Ed, I posted a pic, and like I said, you can go to my Instagram or go to Silver Point Sports on TikTok to see the selection we made for tonight's. Well, it's already happened, so it's too late. I'm talking to people like it's live. Just follow that space.
What was the tonight pick?
We Lions. They like the Rangers tonight. Take the Rangers via the money.
Oh, line. Baseball.
Baseball.
I thought you were
talking about football. No, World Series. That's the thing. These guys only, they look for anomalies, Ed. They have a system, and they find the spots that their math tells them is a good pick. So they don't handicap everything. It's only the spots that they see value. But that's not the point. The point is today, Ed, that I posted one of my picks to TikTok, and I had made the mistake of sharing the video to my Instagram, and then later in the day I received this message from a dear friend of the show.
Uh-oh.
place. Got a bunch of fucking zits on his fucking face. Come on and zoom in now. He's got the zits. Some are red and some are white. Make you want to scream. 48 years old, breaking out like he's 18. All his hormones out of whack now. He's got the zits. He's got the zits. He's got the zits. Got the zits. He's got the zits. Holy shit, what in the fucking world is this? Just zoom in on any of his Instagram pics. And it goes, na 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 na. He's got the zits.
Can you believe this shit, Ed?
Wow. Were you having a bad skin day?
Well, I think, I mean, look, I'm an older guy now. I occasionally get a blemish. I think over the weekend, I did fitness with a hat on. And a lot of times, usually I don't go to the gym. If I'm out working out outside, I wear a hat to keep the sun out of my eyes. But if I'm working out at the gym, I don't typically wear a hat. And I did like the last few times. And yeah, I got, you know, a few blemishes on the, and look, I got a good sized forehead and I just happened to be holding the camera up when I was doing that video. And I went back and looked, and yeah, it's kind of like a minefield there on the forehead, you know, but this, look, we don't have to point out everyone's flaws just because we can see them. You know, yeah, everybody's got a thing that you could point out.
He shamed you.
He fucking shamed me. This Brad in Florida, this song.
It's a banger though.
It's a pretty good, I mean, Roxette also, he texts me and he's like, hey man, I hope you don't get mad. And I'm like, what? And he's like, well, and then he sent me the song and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Why would I possibly be mad?
Who could be mad about that? About my you making fun of my skin condition over here.
I used to, when I played football, I didn't have good skin anyway. Oh, yeah. When I played football, the chin strap
around
area
the
and the forehead, it was like, oh, fucking brutal.
Well, at least at that, at least via that means people could mistake you for just being an overly generous lover. And so they're like, oh, he's got a thing around the mouth.
Look at the next Michael Douglas.
Yeah. He's down there doing serious work. And so he's got a breakout around the mouth area. So that's kind of a badge of honor if you're down there, but the forehead, you're not getting any juices on the forehead, unless you're, you know, unless they're splashing, it's just straight up, just looking like shit. So I appreciate that. Okay, one
Texas
more.
Texas just took the lead, by the way.
Did they?
They just went up 1-0.
We've been riding Arizona for a while, and I think the guys still like Arizona to win the series. But
wow.
But tonight's a Texas night. So listener, I forgot this last week and I meant to share it. Listener Tommy Kelly reached out and he sent this story and, oh no, do I have to subscribe? Hold on a second. No. Yeah. Oh wait. No. Oh yeah. No. Oh my God. I had it before where I didn't have to subscribe. Hold on. Because this is an important story for what we do here, Ed.
All right. Yeah.
It worked a second ago. Okay.
You couldn't hear that cough, could you?
No, you did. I heard you click out.
I wanted to test it out.
You go. You dealing with something? You got a little cold there?
No, I had a little, whatever. It sounds gross. I just had to clear the passage.
Yeah, I get it. Ed, twin sisters accused of swapping roles in fatal Amish buggy crash.
Oh no.
Also, there's Amish in Minnesota. I thought they were strictly Pennsylvania, Ohio. Yeah. I didn't know.
3-0 Rangers, by the way.
3-0 Rangers.
Ooh. Corey Seager just blasted one.
It's pretty good.
I think I have read that it's a heavy percentage in Pennsylvania, but there are a few states.
Minnesota apparently is one.
Right. It's kind of like Mormons. Yeah. Utah is the big one.
Yep.
Idaho is pretty big, but like Colorado's got a smaller pocket. Oh, yeah. Like there's
Vegas,
right?
Nevada, as some Arizona. People pronounce it. Oh, Arizona's hugely. Yeah. Oh, that's
remember.
Yeah.
When Ross and fellow Mormons went to the Diamondbacks
that's
game with
right.
me.
That's right.
Hey guys, I got four right. beers.
There is.
What?
I love that you just. I mean, and that is a fucking baller sales tactic where you're handling shit. You know, it's kind of like throwing on side two of Led Zeppelin 4. You're wherever you are, it's a place to be. You're taking care of business. So you're like, I'm going to fucking hook these guys up. I'm not going to ask them if they want a beer. I'm just showing up with beers.
Keep in mind, I was like 23.
It's a genius move.
Every time I like went anywhere, it was like, of course, we're just getting some beers. And I had the corporate card.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right. And I just didn't know this much about Mormons. And then I was like, oh, cool. So do you want me to get you some Cokes? And they're like, whoa.
Sprite.
Caffeine.
We'll take a Sprite. Meanwhile,
take a Sprite and some magic underwear, please.
Meanwhile, they will take any pharmaceutical that is prescribed by a doctor or right. could potentially be prescribed by a doctor. So there's Arizona's a high Mormon. And also, do we know the difference between an Amish and a Mennonite? I think Mennonite, they wear fedoras.
I don't know the difference,
but they're
lying if I did.
The wives still wear those prairie dresses. You know,
I thought those were Amish people.
Those are, I think. Oh, okay, hold on.
Which can you put ice cream on the noses of each of them, or
no? I don't know. Oh wait,
the guy from Die Hard He was the guy who got the ice cream on the nose, right? The guy from Die Hard.
Yes, yeah, he was. Oh yeah.
In witness,
yeah. The Amish and Mennonites are both Anabaptist religious groups, but have distinct differences in their beliefs and practices. The Amish buggy is a horse-drawn carriage designed for practicability and affordability. In contrast, the Mennonite buggy is smaller and lighter. Well, this is
splitting hairs.
This is
here.
A distinction without a difference here. Oh, and Mennonite roll in yellow, but well, this might have helped these people having a yellow buggy. So they're pretty much similar. Minnesota law enforcement officials believe a woman who claimed she was driving an SUV that hit an Amish family's horse-drawn buggy, killing two of the four children. Guys, this is terrible. Not fun. Yes,
who's sending us dead kids stories?
But this is Tommy Kelly. But this is important, Ed, because this is yet another reason. We should not have identical twins in the same vicinity because they're trying to get off on a technicality. They're going to be like, she was driving. No, she was driving. And neither of them are driving.
And then the officer's like, can you point to which one it was? Yes. No, you were wrong.
Yes, they were dressed alike.
She wasn't driving.
Suspicions that the 35-year-old identical sister swapped spots, clothing, and stories came to light this week. In search warrant affidavits filed with the court that highlight what authorities think may really have happened in the moments leading up to and following the September crash. Sarah Beth Peterson of Spring Valley, Minnesota, claimed she was the one behind the wheel when it hit the black buggy.
I understand the love of a sibling, but why do you want to take that murder heat?
Maybe one just came from happy hour and the other one was, you know...
Okay.
But you're still going down if you just mack a family just on the road. Now,
yeah, you cannot do that.
Remember the good looking bachelor, the bachelor farmer in Iowa. He fucking murdered a guy on a tractor in Iowa. And then
how fast do tractors go?
Not that fast, I think. But he came up behind. He wasn't in the tractor. He was in a truck. And he
killed the tractor. I thought a tractor ran someone down. I was like, you usually have time to get out of the way.
Yeah, they don't move that fast. He was rolling home from Houlihan's or somewhere, and he fucking macked this guy.
He saw that John Deere, and he's like,
yeah, or
time
did
to
it
die?
Yeah, or did it? Yes, killed a guy, and then he went and hid in his house and wouldn't come out for the cops until the booze wore off. So
he pulled a Teddy Kennedy.
Exactly. Hey, I came back the next day.
Chappaquiddick by way of Minnesota or Wisconsin, wherever he was from.
Well, okay. Both sisters were at the deadly crash site when deputies arrived. Oh, the other one might not even have been there, Ed. Oh. She might have shown up later. They swapped, blah, blah, blah. Claimed she was the one behind the... Sarah Beth Peterson of Spring Valley, Minnesota, claimed she was the one behind the... I love that there's fucking 7 million ads that pop up on this story so that it keeps moving the text around so I can't... I lose my place. The crash involving the silver SUV and the Miller family's buggy took place before 8:30 a.m. Oh, I'm not going to read their names.
Well, how about if you...
Yeah.
Are an identical twin.
Yeah.
You both have to go to jail. And that way you get an extra citizen that's vigilant to make sure bad shit doesn't happen with the twin.
Yes. Yeah. Because look, we already know that you're evil. We can tell by looking. Like, you guys have the fucking same DNA. You got a freckle on the other side of your face. You're right handed. She's left handed. Get the fuck out of here. But. Yeah, so you have to go a little bit further. Either stay on opposite coasts so no one knows, or be like, go out and solve crimes and shit. Like, let people know that you are not demon spawn, because we're all thinking that. Now, you remember a few years ago, hold on, there was a guy who was accused of a murder, and they had his DNA.
But you have the same DNA, right?
Yeah. They had his DNA, and he was about to get sent up the river. But his brother, no surprise, his identical twin brother, was already doing a life bid for some other murder.
Right. Why not tack it on?
So he confessed to his brother's murder. And they're like, what? He's like, no, it's my DNA. He described, you know, he wasn't in prison when it happened. He's like, no, it was me. I was there. I did it. Here's how I did it. There's my DNA. It was me. And they,
because when you're an identical twin, you can't, and you're not the murderer, you can't have an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm get you out of jail.
No, that's right.
Like that one guy.
You can't. No, exactly. Although that would be a good, hold on. Identical twin confession. Let's get this right. Murder. Let's see if we can find this, because this kind of shit's important. Yeah, identical. Okay. He was sent to prison for murder. Okay, hold on. There better not be. This is the Guardian. This is the one. Kevin Duger claimed. Oh my God. Fucking. To accept the cookies.
Wait. Yeah. Is this Duger's? Is this part of the family with all those kids?
No, it's one fewer G. Kevin Dugar. He was sent to prison for murder. Then his identical twin confessed. Kevin Dugar claimed his innocence for years. A letter he received while incarcerated changed everything. Oh, I think I might have got the details wrong here. Kevin Dugar got a letter from his brother. It was fall 2013, and Kevin hadn't seen his identical twin, Carl, with a K. Carl and Kevin, Ed. In years, they were both serving time in different Illinois prisons. A murder conviction all but guaranteed Kevin, 36, would remain incarcerated well into his 70s. As kids, the twins had been inseparable. They would dress in matching outfits, making it difficult even for family to tell them apart. They would sometimes switch places. Oh, Ed. You know, they did some closet shit.
Of course they did.
Yeah. Look, if you have people out there, if you have had sex with a twin, you've definitely also had sex with his brother. And look, that's wrong. Okay. I'm not condoning that behavior. Not in the least. That is wrong to do. It's horrible. It's assault.
But yeah, we've all seen the movie Multiplicity.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. That's what happens. Yeah. You get more than one. It's just going to happen. They would sometimes switch places, blah, blah, blah. By the time Kevin received the letter, he had been languishing in decrepit conditions for years. When it rained, water would drip from the ceiling. In the summer, heat got so unbearable that Kevin would revel in the air that flowed through the crack at the bottom of his cell door. This is just like Bikram yoga. He described prison like a dog pound, except for one difference. People care more about dog pounds. Carl's letter started with updates about his life. I'm about to start my post-conviction in a minute, his brother wrote. Hopefully I get some rhythm. Oh, that's like code for fucking, right?
Yeah, that's the rhythm method.
Yeah, rhythm, yeah. Oh, and my daughter is about to enter high school soon. But the tone quickly changed, and Carl's neat script scrawled in black pen began to scrunch together like he was racing to the end. Look, Kevin, I'm beating around the bush with you on some shit I've been keeping a secret for years, and I have to get off my chest before it kills me. First off, this is taking a turn, Ed. First off, I'd like to say I'm sorry for all these years you've missed out of your daughter's life, and also for all the pain you've endured over the last decade or so. You know the case you were found guilty on and you swore you were being set up on? I know you was telling the truth. I'm the reason your life got fucked up. The cops...
How much time are we talking about?
Well, they said he was 36. He's going to be in jail till his 70s.
No, but how many years was he in jail when this letter came?
I don't know. I probably read that and I don't remember. The cops, he went on to confess, had grabbed the wrong twin. Look, Kevin, please don't tell Mama or Dad. Let me be the one to tell them.
Well, tell the cops first.
Oh, he got a 54. So he had been in for 8 years. 8 years.
Jeez.
Before
hey, my bad.
Yeah. Before he read that letter, Kevin was handed a 54-year sentence for the killing of Antoine Taylor, a member of the Blackstone Street gang.
Kevin, you would think his lawyer would be like, hey, he's an identical twin. Yeah. Like, you can't get him on DNA evidence until we see what the twin was up to.
But you got it. A public defender doesn't know that shit. He's on coke. Good lawyers are on coke too, but it's like a whole different energy. You know, it's like, well, your public defender's probably drunk or he's got too many cases or he's just not a good enough lawyer or he's trying to be a good lawyer, but he's just not there yet. What you need is a fucking high dollar lawyer that knows how to play the twin defense. What happened here? Kevin had always claimed his innocence. He even declined a generous plea bargain, refusing to admit to something he did not do. But one thing never left his mind. See, okay, he fucked up here because he should have told his lawyer that his twin could have been the culprit. He'd even asked him 10 years ago as he sat in jail awaiting trial. Carl had denied everything and Kevin believed him. That's because twins are evil, even to each other, Ed.
Well, in this case, for sure.
Fuck. In the end, what brought Kevin down was a stack of Polaroids.
Polaroids?
And a system willing...
Is this the bike shop man?
Willing to convict...
Mr. Horton in the back of the bike shop?
The testimony of a single eyewitness. Mistaken identifications are one of the leading causes of wrongful convictions. Almost 30% of the convictions of innocent people, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's see how this wraps up. And then, because now it's just talking about how the law is fucked up. Okay, yeah, their childhood, Kevin and Carl, they had records, gang lifestyle. Okay, applied for parole. Look, this is like a recipe. Like, I don't give a shit. I want to know what happened at the end. Okay, this is all of it. County jail. Hold on, we'll get there. Kevin and then like all the evidence was against the other guy. Kevin spent years unsuccessfully trying to appeal his conviction. The judgment was affirmed in 2007. Kevin then filed a petition to appeal in the Illinois Supreme Court, which was denied in January 2008. Then, a decade after the shooting, Kevin got the letter from his brother. Quote, I know you're all fucked up reading this right now, and you should be, Carl wrote. I could have told you what I did a long time ago. Bro, I was scared to lose you, little brother.
Wait, so it took this guy already getting convicted to be like, hey, by the way, I also did your crime.
Well, no, I don't think, I thought he was out.
Oh, I thought maybe there was a chance he was already convicted for something else, and he's like, you know what, maybe.
That's what I thought the story was, but it doesn't seem like, I think I was wrong. I could have told you what I did. Oh, bro, I was scared. Please forgive me. I'm sorry, bro. Kevin didn't respond to Carl's first confession letter. He didn't know how to. I was so shattered, Kevin said. That's because they're in love with each other. How do you hear this? This is lovers talk.
He's like, yeah, why wouldn't you respond right away and be like, okay,
yeah,
fuck off.
Yeah,
he's like, and let's get me out of jail.
Because they used to snuggle together all those years, Ed. They used to shower together. We found out what they do in the shower from that one letter.
Oh, yes, that was a disheartening story.
He thought about the years he had lost, all the pain he endured. He got a second letter a few weeks later in which Carl once again apologized. Kevin wrote back, I told him to write investigators, innocence projects, the works to clear my name. 2 years later, still fucking took some people, some lawyers working for free. 2 years later, Northwestern University Center on Wrongful Convictions took Kevin's case back to court to seek a new trial. In October 2018, after 2 years of consideration, Judge Goggin shut down Kevin's request for retrial. Oh, my God. I don't know. He gets out eventually, I think. It's too long. Wait, hold on.
I hope so.
Wait, hold on. On January 25th, Kevin was granted bond. Late on Tuesday night, 44-year-old Kevin walked out of prison alongside his family and got his first glimpse of life outside in almost 2 decades. But he's not yet a free man, blah, blah, blah. He must have got off.
2 decades.
Eventually. I know. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. So anyways, fucking twins are evil. And Ed, I think, is on the right track. If you don't know which one committed the crime, just put them both in jail. Because one is bound to eventually commit a crime, right? One has already committed a crime.
You know who would be on board with that? Politicians, because the American prison system.
Oh yeah,
we can double up our prison population.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Oh, well, first
for profit.
First, they're all going to invest in that. They all got to buy a piece of some private prisons, which is a fucking system we have in this country.
What a great idea to have for-profit prisons. Yes,
what could possibly go wrong? Okay, there's that. I thought that was interesting. Ed, let's talk about some people who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. Segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died? Who died?
Tell me who died.
Who died? Who died?
Ed, who died?
We just got one a couple hours ago. Frank Howard, ex-home run champ, World Series winner, 87 years old. He was on the 63 Dodgers. I was near him one time. He was a mountain of a guy. Yeah. He was like 6'8 or so. He was a big dude. Hondo Howard.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Used to smoke cigarettes in the dugout. He was a huge dude. I'll be honest. Didn't know what era he played in. Didn't know he was on the Dodgers.
Well, I
didn't know he was still alive.
When I saw him, he looked very old, but he was huge.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. You don't see old dudes that are that big.
You know what? I was watching. So they did a Frontline. It's very good. Everyone. I mean, all Frontlines are good.
Frontline is great.
Yeah. I haven't watched one in a while, but they did a Frontline on the Houston Astros cheating scandal.
Okay.
There's a lot of fucking very disgusting people involved, but they, one of the guys they interviewed was Faye Vincent.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not sure he is. He is.
I gotta look him up.
Ed, he is so fucking old. It is crazy that, and you could see they put him in a suit and they propped him up, and he could like, and it's, this is the worst kind of old. Because his faculties are fucking fine. He's just like, yeah, I would have fucking kicked everybody out of baseball. This is bullshit. Fuck him. And like, he's like, he sounds like totally together, but you look at him and you're like, bro, how are you still on this planet? I had no idea he was still alive. And he barely is. How old is he? Did you look yet? How fucking old is Faye Vincent?
I took a look at him and then closed out because it was kind of a bummer to look at him.
He's only 85. He's a fucking old looking 85, Ed. He looks 105. That means that when he was the commissioner in 1992, he was like in his early 50s?
No.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and that's what the math tells you.
Yes. Holy shit. Anyway. Yeah, he's looking real fucking old. R.I.P. Frank Howard.
Hondo, R.I.P. Yes. The big one of the week happened this weekend. Matthew Perry, 54 years old. He drowned in his hot tub. No drugs were found at the scene. Just a big, big story. And
yeah, huge, huge.
Very, very sad.
Yeah,
the guy, like, sad. you know, he we did a story a few months ago when his book came out, why he kept including Keanu Reeves.
Hated Keanu Reeves' guts.
I don't know why. Yeah. He seemed to be the only guy who wanted him to die. But anyway, the guy had fucking demons. And
he did. He had a tough life.
And for anyone, you know, and it's incredibly sad.
It's very sad.
But for anyone that was
a sad segment.
But for anyone who was shocked, I kept hearing it was shocking. It is sad. But anyone who saw him promoting that book, he didn't look good. He looked like, and he told stories on like talk shows about how he was dead on the operating table. Like this dude put some miles on that heart of his. And like, who knows? Could have been relapsed, but it also could have been like his body. I don't think it was, but like could have been his body just gave out and you have a widowmaker and you're in a hot tub. Like you drown because that's it.
Yeah. I mean, he was probably relaxing, getting blown by a sex worker. Was his watch still on? That's how you know. That's how you know if a sex worker made her escape is if he was still wearing his watch.
That's true.
Yeah. And look, they were like, they posted some pictures of him leaving the Apple Pan in West LA, which is a delicious burger joint. It was like a couple days before.
He looked good.
He was leaving a place that's known for its burgers and pie. Okay. That's all I'll say. And look, they got the wind kind of going against him in the picture too. And
That's a rough picture.
It was showing the breasts, the belly. You know, he needed to go for a walk. And yes, he talks about it. He was on those pills. And, you know, those pills, a lot of times, they can numb you. Like, down. Look, the Elvis. This is the Elvis situation, right? And so you don't realize that you're not evacuating at the rate you should be evacuating, and then it gets so impacted in there that the nerve endings are dulled, and then you just
Elvis had a third grader inside of him by the end.
Well, this Matthew Perry, his colon exploded. He exploded his colon, or he ruptured it because it was so impacted with everything. I do like that lots of women are, lots of starlets are reminding the world that they once fucked him. I saw Selma Blair.
He was a good looking guy.
He was a huge star. I saw Selma Blair, Gwyneth Paltrow, Selma Hayek kind of alluded to it. Like this guy.
Fools Rush In co-star.
Yes. This guy got fucked a lot. And
that show, it wasn't. I watched it for several seasons. It got like pretty like every like any show just because of parody of itself by the end. He was the best part of that show.
Yeah, he was funny. Like, he had all the good lines.
Jennifer Aniston was great to look at, but he was the funniest part of that comedy.
Yeah, he was. And I just forgot what I was going to say about him. He was
fucking.
Friends. He was fucking a lot. Oh, I mean, I hate to be. Well, okay. Two things. One, how did I not know that Keith Morrison from Dateline was his stepdad?
What?
Yes.
Keith Morrison. That's a weird one.
Right. Keith Morrison. Yeah. He dies mysteriously and his fucking stepdad is the host of Dateline. That's kind of weird. A. Two, I don't believe Matthew Perry had any siblings or had any children. And so if he does have some siblings, I mean, they were probably like, oh my God, Matthew's gone. I can't believe Matthew's gone. How much?
Oh, yeah. And here comes the next murder mystery. The siblings knocking each other off.
Because, and I'm obviously, I'm making light of this. It's very sad when somebody dies prematurely.
Of course.
But he's very fucking wealthy. And
very wealthy.
He's wealthy in perpetuity. It's my understanding that they all get about $20 million a year in residuals. And that's not going, it
were
resells.
Like amongst, they were amongst the first cast. It was like Seinfeld. Yes. Them. It was right around then that they figured out, hey, you guys aren't going to screw us over anymore.
No.
We're going to get these.
Yes.
So they, and Friends is so popular. Like,
so popular still.
I was out in the city last week and I saw several people in different demographics wearing like Friends. Like I saw a black guy wearing a Friends sweatshirt. And I was like, what?
No, you didn't, Ed.
I did.
No black guy has ever seen Friends.
No, but a black guy appeared on Friends. And this guy was wearing, it was, you know, I was in the village. So
yeah, sure. Of course. I mean, we inferred that part, but still.
Right. But it's so popular still. Like when you go on HBO Max or whatever, and you see like the trending even before he died, and it's like Friends still like pops up on my main screen. Like that's a viable show for people to keep watching right now.
Yeah, every time the contract comes up for the syndication, there's a fucking new bidding war to get. So it was on Netflix for a while. Now it's on Max. TBS had it for years, and it's just fucking, it's just such a cash cow that, and continues to be to this day. And, you know, his heir.
Well, RIP Matthew Perry.
Very sad.
Talented dude, troubled.
Yeah, impacted.
Awful story this weekend. Adam Johnson, former NHL player, died when a skate blade went through his neck during a pro hockey game in the UK. He was 29 years old.
This is like, I can't. This is so sad and so gruesome. And also, how does it not happen more?
I remember there was a story early 90s. Was it like Howard Chuck or one of those Chuck?
Yeah. And Dave Anderchuk?
One of those like brothers.
Yeah.
One of the Chucks. This situation happened and they said, luckily it happened right near where the doctor could get to the ice, because if it was the other side of the ice, he would have been dead.
I remember this. Yes. Yeah, because
like you lose so much blood so fast.
They have to clamp that artery like within a minute or something, or you lose all of your blood, and they have to transfuse right away. And so last season, I believe, Evander Kane from the Edmonton Oilers, he took a skate, like his glove got pushed down a little bit in a ruck in the corner. They were mucking and grinding. And his glove got pushed down and a guy fell and fucking stepped on his wrist and severed the artery in your wrist.
The veins on the underside of your wrist.
And that was still like very scary. And he had to be treated and rushed to trauma right away, but nothing near the fucking jugular. Like that is, you know, I can't believe there's not like something to protect that better, that their necks are just exposed.
Right.
Also, these guys aren't pussies, so that's also the, like, they didn't want to wear a
Craig McTavish.
They didn't want to wear helmets. They didn't want to wear a piece of plastic to cover their fucking eyeballs, so they didn't look like pussies. Like this, like it's crazy that you know, this is a dangerous
Chuck situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should have been treated like the Dale Earnhardt. Yeah. Earnhardt situation, where it's like, okay, standard, we've got something to cover our necks. Like it's just got to be standard.
Yeah, this is gruesome and awful. 29 years old. 29, he was one of those Minnesota hockey kids. I mean, he's just fucking out there, you know, trying to keep his career going in the UK, and he's fucking dead. That is horrible.
Awful. R.I.P. Very sad. Yeah. Sad segment.
Yep.
We got a reverse. How fucking old is this guy?
Yeah.
Richard Mull, Bull from Night Court, died.
Yes.
He was 80.
80.
He looked great.
He looked amazing. Like, it's tough to tell. You know, he had that shaved head and he was doing like the whole lurch thing. But if you see a picture.
I thought he was like bald, like shaved head on purpose, but bald. Young.
Yeah.
But like 29, 28.
Yes.
He was like the dopey. And he was, what was he? So that show was not 40 years ago.
Yeah.
He was in his 40s in that show.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in his 40s. And you look at, you know, like, he just died and they're showing recent pictures of him. And the guy was a fucking piece of ass. Like, he just looked, he had a like regal beard. He did not look 80 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P. Bull.
He was big. He was like, when you had a Battle of the Network Stars kind of situation, like when he was one of the hot sitcom go to funny men.
He was 6'8".
Yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P. Funny show too, by the way.
Also, this story broke
post. Come on.
All timer. Yeah. This one broke just as we were wrapping up last week's show. Shaft himself. Cool Richard Roundtree, 81 years old. He was a cool motherfucker.
He was a cool motherfucker. I bet. I mean,
gotta think he.
Yeah. Some numbers like up. If people are raising their hands for Matthew Perry, I mean, I don't think there's enough hands to go around. For everybody that got a piece of Richard Roundtree,
you have to think he probably did well with like prime Pam Grier.
Oh, for sure, yes, like every co-star. I mean, come on,
oh, big time.
Dude was a cool dude, and
legend,
and exactly 1 year older than Bull from Night Court. That's crazy. Yes. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. My own joy on DVD.
See, now that is a song that's obviously referring to me as a homosexual quite often and making fun of me in a lot of ways, but not directly pointing out my flawed visage, much like the Zits song that we played earlier, and I imagine.
That was much more pointed.
We will play. Yes, we will play many times again. Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
Detroit Lions, CJ Gardner-Johnson's changing his name to CD Deuce. He said, I got an alter ego. And he's pulling an Ocho Cinco.
Yeah.
CD Deuce.
C-E-E-D-Y. So not even like CD.
Does he wear number two? What?
Deuce.
And also, he misspells Deuce, but I would.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm here for it. Obviously.
Oh, he just suffered a torn pec. He's on the sideline running out of shit to do. Oh, and he's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Changing my name.
Yeah. And I imagine he's like, it's kind of like a Ron Mexico situation where. Everybody that's wanted to fuck CJ Gardner Johnson has had the opportunity. And he's like, yo, but none of you guys has had sex with CD Deuce yet. And then it's like a whole new dude. Lions cornerback CJ Gardner Johnson is changing. Also too long. I don't know.
It's what clunky name.
Yeah.
It's clunky name.
He's got two last names. He's got two first names that he shortened into an abbreviation. CJ Gardner Johnson is changing his name to CD Deuce, he announced on social media Friday. The 25-year-old defensive back, who is out for the season with a torn pectoral muscle, shared the news on X, formerly known as Twitter. Gardner Johnson.
OJ announcing this? Or Jay Stu?
Jay Stu calls it X. Gardner Johnson said he's awaiting court documents to make the change official. He probably paid a lawyer to do this. Like,
oh, he definitely paid a lawyer.
It's not easy to change your name. Officially changing my name to CD Deuce. The veteran defensive back told the Detroit Free Press earlier this year that the name CD Deuce is his alter ego.
Does
on
he
the
solve
field.
Crimes at night?
He must. It's a different person, Gardner Johnson said. I got an alter ego. Huh. I got like two different people living in me. Football.
This is like Chris Gaines.
Yes. Oh, yeah, totally. Football and life.
Sasha Fierce.
Life. I'm just chilling. Football. That's a whole different person. People call me CD on the field or Deucey. In life, they call me CJ or Chauncey. Too many names.
It's a lot.
Chauncey, CJ, Deucey. How am I supposed to know?
Horrible.
Too many fucking names. Well, good for him.
Well, yep. Colorado football got off to the hot start, and they're petering out. Oof. I don't see things picking up. Oof. But yeah. While they were at the Rose Bowl getting beat by UCLA this weekend, yeah. The football players say their jewelry was stolen.
Yeah.
There's two things.
Well, yeah.
Much like the guy who's no longer allowed to be on the Rays, Wander Franco.
Yeah.
You probably don't need to be too iced up just going to this. Like, you could leave that at the team hotel. I know you want to show off as you're arriving at the stadium, but like, at the same time, you're just there to play a game and then you're out of there.
I just watched the Bling Ring documentary, one of them, and these kids would just check social media and they'd be like, oh, Paris Hilton's in Dubai. And they go, well, where does she live? I don't know. Google it. Oh, she lives right here in the Hollywood Hills. Should we go over there? Yeah, let's go check out her house. She's not home. Go to her house. Hey, she's not here. I wonder how we could get in. Do you think there might be a key under the mat? Oh, there is. Oh, let's go in her house and take all her shit. Okay. Like, this is what, so they see you. They see you on Coach Prime's Instagram, or, you know, these guys got these NIL
they know
deals.
You're on the field.
Yeah, they know you're on the field. You got this big chain. Somebody's going to go in that locker room and get that chain. You know, it just happens. It also, look, I'm just saying like the whatever happened to the Colorado team might have happened also to the Harbor Day School 8th grade boys basketball team in their locker room right around 1980. Seven or so. I'm just saying, you know, certain other team would come in. It'd be a road game. We knew they would know that you're a rich school, and you know the seventh grade team would play, the eighth grade team would play, then the A's and B's would play. There's a lot of games going on. There's a lot of time in that locker room where nobody's really paying attention to what's going on. And these, you know, rich kids from Newport Beach, they got a lot of nice stuff. That's all I'm saying. I don't know anything firsthand. I'm just guessing this kind of stuff might have happened back in the day.
This happened to my buddy Jake during gym class. He had one of those sweet starter jackets.
Oh, what team? Bulls?
And Knicks? Syracuse. Oh. Syracuse. And guy came into the locker room while he's at gym, took it, got it embroidered the next day, was wearing it, said pimpin' ass James on the starter jacket. It was like, one starter jacket goes missing, another one that says pimpin' ass James shows up.
That's so sad.
It's so sad.
That's such a bummer. Fuck pimpin' ass James.
Poor Jake is reminded of pimpin' ass James every once in a while.
In terms of vintage, like if you could own a vintage starter jacket right now, and you could pick any one, I mean, you could do a lot worse than the Q's. Like, that's a pretty sweet old school
this
item.
This is like Derek Coleman days.
Yes. Pippin-ass James, you fucking asshole.
Pippin-ass James also caved in the face of one of our teachers, so I think Jake had to tread lightly with that one.
Yeah, you couldn't really. You weren't getting your jacket back. Like, that's just no. Pippin-ass James now.
Pippin-ass James won. Jake, nothing.
That's pretty funny.
Jake was my best man, so we got an update. The head of the Spanish Soccer Association, Luis Rubiales, just got a ban for 3 years after that unwanted kiss on the Women's World Cup winner. There's no word on whether his mom's hunger strike is going to continue for 3 years. Because remember, that was her goal. Till my boy comes back, I'm not eating.
I'm sure he got another gig. I think they're like, hey man, we gotta ban you for 3 years. But even though it's Spain, and you know, it's not illegal to just grab somebody and kiss them here because you're in Spain. But you know, you gotta go away for a while. Sorry, buddy. former Spanish Football Federation President Luis Rubiales has been banned from all football related activities for 3 years. I mean, it was pretty weird. It's not as weird as, I mean,
he grabs her head. It's weird. Like, it's not like they had a relationship. No. He just grabbed her.
I mean, remember Adrian Brody?
That's right. At the Oscars.
Grabbed Halle Berry.
Mouth raped.
Fucking mouth raped her on national TV.
And was applauded for it.
Yes. He was just really fired up. You know, he just, hey, there's a woman here. I'll just grab her and stick my fucking tongue down her throat. Why not? I'm a man. She's a woman. People will understand. Wild. Wild times. Okay. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits.
He's been well in the Ed, let's hear from a couple of voice mailers here.
Hey, Brian and Ed, it's Dave.
Dave.
Sorry I came on so strong.
Why is it so quiet?
About wanting that watch. It's not my watch. I need to win that watch. I had a few before I called you.
That's
guys.
Okay, buddy.
Anyway, I'm driving to work. About your situation with your car, I would normally say in this situation. Oh,
okay. Hold on. I'll set the. Imagine there might be more calls on this and or emails. There's no emails actually, but there's might be more of these calls could be about this. As we covered last week, if you're not hashtag team current or not caught up on episode 496, I took my car to be, there was something wrong with my car. It was a transmission issue. It was covered under warranty. I had to leave my car at the dealership. Took about a week, I think I said something that like, because somebody's like, you should have turned right back around. I was being overly dramatic when I said it happened within a few miles of driving away. It was like later that night. I had to go to an event that night. And on the way back, of course, I was in Los Angeles. Nothing good happens in Los Angeles. Of course, fucking shit's going to hit my windshield. So I was coming back that night and a rock hit my windshield. Oh, look, I'm fully admitting that this was my fault. Not my fault. It happened while I was in possession of the car. A rock hit the windshield and fucking cracked it. And I was trying to figure out a way to get out of having to pay for the new windshield. That was the advice I was soliciting. And this is David Bray from in Salt Lake City for work giving me an idea of what to do here.
Situation, lie, deny until
that's
you
right.
die. But
right.
Ed was thinking exactly what I was thinking. You call that thing in, as I'm in a rental car myself right now, Brian. They made me do the walk around, check all that shit. But anyway, you call in and say, hey, there's a tiny little crack, just letting you know. You know, then you have what, plausible deniability, is that what it's called? And
yes.
When that fucker grows, because they're going to, when they take that call, they're going to say, no problem, don't worry about it. That's it. They're not going to write that down, a tiny little crack, you know, giving you a heads up. You document it, you screenshot that call time, and you turn that fucker in. Because then you're really rolling the dice, I'd say 50-50, if they just accept it or not, or
right.
it gets by you.
Yep.
So I think the best way to go is Ed's deal. You know, just call that bitch in as a tiny little thing, FYI, and I guarantee you're going to skate on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the celebrity that I hate the most.
Oh, yes.
Justin Timberlake. It's not because you guys hate her. It's Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh,
she was just
great.
On the cover of People I
great.
Saw in the airport. I can't stand this bitch. It's like her, when she did that interview in 2020, it was like they were sitting down with the president or something. They're insufferable about everything.
How about, speaking of Matthew Perry and Ed, I know this will fucking drive you crazy. How about how she's constantly talking about how Tupac loved her and how that they were like soulmates?
She doesn't stop with that.
Yeah.
And she's the most insufferable. And just like that yesterday, I think the Washington Post did a story, an interview with her. She's like, I have a theory on why people don't like me. And she was like implying that it was race or something. It's like, you're just really fucking annoying. Like, you just are.
Yeah. Yeah. She really is not. Well, she's one of these people that courts attention and then acts like she's annoyed by the amount of attention.
Intruded upon.
Yes.
Her privacy is intruded.
Yes. She is the fucking worst. And look, other than, and spoiler alert, other than her brilliant performance in the Gerard Butler classic Olympus Has Fallen. What's the one where it's,
I forgot she was in that one.
Yeah. Cause she gets murked pretty early by the bad guys, which is great.
Right.
That was nice to see her get killed. Other than that, like, she's fucking so mediocre. Like, she's just, she bearded for the right guy. And which is fine. I remember once I was a little kid and there used to be this show. I've said this story before on this show, and this is not I hope this doesn't come off misogynistic, but this is just what happened. I remember I was like 8 years old, and it must have been the summer. My mom was watching it was like one of those local news morning shows that like came on in the morning after the Today Show or whatever, and it was called like something LA something, I don't know. And it was hosted by Christina Ferrari, the wife of the DeLorean guy, and
right.
some other dude. But one day Christina Ferrari wasn't there, but Cindy Garvey was. And I remember I was like 8 years old, and Cindy Garvey was sitting in, and they were like, oh, Cindy. So, and she had recently divorced Steve Garvey because he liked to pump a lot of, I think he was impregnating women on the side. Yeah. And which is fine.
He's addicted to it.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, Cindy Garvey, you know, how's things going? And she's like, you know, I would just like to move on and, you know, chart my own path and not, you know, be tied to, you know, the guy I used to be married to. And at 8 years old, I was like, how about you don't use his last name anymore then? Like, he was such a problem for you and it's such an embarrassment that he was your husband for however long. Even at 8 years old, I knew, well, you had a name before that. Just have that be your name now. You don't need to have his same last name anymore. Similarly, this Jada Pinkett, she bearded for the right guy. He's the guy with all the
right.
talent. He's the biggest movie star in the world while she's married to him. And she's like...
On top of that, she acts like the victim.
Yes.
And yet she also flexes how big of a bully she is over him.
Yes, yes. And look, she's got some fucking talk show on Facebook that's big. With her mom, and none of us have ever seen it. But the reason it exists is because she's the wife of the fucking biggest movie star in the
Day.
World. Yes, Okay. I agree with you, David Bray. Let's let him continue.
She sucked her husband's what?
Life force?
Her son's friend's dick. And
oh, that's right.
Interviewed
yes.
Will about it. The list goes on. I can't go on. I cannot stand her.
Agreed.
And lastly, a Daily Choice, please.
Okay.
Ed, Michael Jordan, or Scottie Pippen. All right, guys. Take care. Love you.
It's a choice I made. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Daily's Choice. This is a game we play. Ed approaches a urinal at either adjacent urinal or is a well-known person. He only has time to look at one of their penises. Ed, you're a massive fan of both of these guys. You love, love, love Michael Jordan. And even more, you love the great Scottie Pippen. Either one, they're both at the urinal. They hate each other's guts. So there's a urinal in between. You step up. Whose dong are you checking out?
I know the rumors are that Scottie was much bigger, but Michael Jordan is one of the most famous people to walk the planet.
Of course.
I got to look at Jordan, even though I'm passing up an opportunity to look at a gargantuan penis. Yeah. You have to see what Michael Jordan's working with.
You do. And look, Michael Jordan, he's handsome. You know, he's got that beautiful, shiny, dark complexion. He's probably has a beautiful dick. And now maybe Scottie Pippen's is bigger, but let's not forget, Scottie Pippen showed up in like 1996, first game of the season, and he'd shaved his head. He was going with the flat top look, like a lot of the guys in the 90s, and then he shaved that flat top off, and we realized he had a bad head. He got that Shar-Pei skin. He's got that loose skin all over his head. You know he's probably got that on his dick too, Ed. He's got a big old dick. He's got a big old dick with
really
lots of like
stuff.
extra saggy bloodhound skin hanging off of it. And you're gonna look down. And you're gonna go jeez!
Yeah,
oh my god,
he's hideous looking.
Oh. Meanwhile, Michael Jordan, he's got that shiny one earring. He's probably got a matching earring, like in one hoop earring, like in the side of his beautiful. Dick.
Do you think he has like a 9-button jean jacket on his cock?
Of course he does. You walk up and he's got jean shorts on, a jean shirt, a jean hat, jean wristbands,
cock ring.
Yeah, jean socks. And you look down and he's got a fucking jean. He's got a jean jacket on his penis as well. Beautiful. Thank you for that, David Bray. After we get through the voicemails, I will give an update on my vehicle.
What's up, fam?
Always exciting to hear.
After a couple putts.
Yes. The great Telly Two Putt. Telly Two Putt, we were discussing him this weekend on the Stereo After Show. I don't believe he's drinking as much Jaeger anymore, although I'm not too up to date. Maybe he'll let us know his Jaeger and Limarita schedule that he's on.
Here.
Telly Two Putt.
I was calling about your rental dilemma.
Yep.
Should have turned around immediately and went back and told him that either, you know, that you saw it and you just wanted to show it to him.
That's right.
Now, I think you just got to fucking drop it off. And if they try and ding you on the insurance, just tell them you have a podcast with about 45 Red Circle subscribers that will be leaving nasty reviews. And I would also like to nominate Travis Rogers for your young guy, old man looking.
Hold on.
You guys have a good day.
Telly. I got the document here. Let me open it up and put amongst with Wilford Brimley, and all of course, Burt Young, the Skipper, the Golden Girls, all of these people that were much younger than they looked. We're going to add to the list, Travis Rogers. See, and Telly's right. But the thing is, it did happen while I was driving the car. Here's the thing. I'm trying to get out of something that I freely admit that I'm liable for. Like, it's that's the breaks. I didn't do anything. I wasn't negligent in any way, but I was in possession of the vehicle when it happened. So I'm not trying to say that I shouldn't have to pay. I just don't want to. So that's where I'm at, Telly. And it didn't happen right away. That's the thing. It happened that, you know, like 10 hours later. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, what's up, boys? It's Drew in Houston. Hey, I hate to sound alarmist, but I'm going to.
Oh.
Katie, hey, I have a good friend of mine, great guy, was in great shape, really good shape, worked out with us times a week, would kill me in the gym, and then all of a sudden he started having this nausea and was not able to go as long hard as he would go in the past. And he ended up going to see his doctor and ended up in a triple bypass situation.
Oh my God.
Not overweight, 100% genetic issue, 8th grade. But anyway, Katie, go to the doctor, get this checked out. It could be serious. You know, hate to cast a pallor on you know, the show or whatever, but we don't want to.
Yeah, you said the same thing. See a doctor.
You got to check with your doctor. Yeah. Something weird like that. When you're doing something healthy.
Yeah. Yep.
And your body's telling you something's wrong. Yep. That's not a good sign.
Yeah.
See anything, you know, bad happen to anybody, but I've seen it happen before. And I know Ed had already said, hey, go to the doctor, but just, yeah, get your butt in there, get checked out. And not try to work through it. Don't try to, like, you know, grind through it like we all try to do at, you know, in the gym or whatever. If you're not feeling good, you know, we're just going to go harder. We're not, you know, it's kind of like the guys, like, don't be a pussy syndrome or whatever. Just, yeah, when your body's talking to you like this, go get yourself checked out. But anyway, I hate to cast a downer on this, but
good guy.
But please. All right, man. Talk to you later. Bye.
Katie? Shady, you might be dying. Okay. According to Drew in Houston. Oh, speak of the devil.
Hey, ballers. Katie Shady here. Ryan, in regards to your cracked windshield, I would advise.
How much you bet she's going to be a real Debbie Downer right here? Much like when we say something wrong about Ohio.
She's going to correct you and say you're already on the hook to pay for it.
Yes, 100%. That is what that's what she's about to do. She's about to bum us out like Drew and Houston just did to her. She's
returning. I wonder if she can gold belly those Motor Pub tater tots I saw on the menu. They look good.
Oh, I bet. I got to get back there and hit those up.
I advise you to read your contract first. And then to call the dealership. So in my experience, when you're using a loaner from a dealership, that's a little more buttoned up than if you are renting from like Enterprise or something like that. I would definitely not loop in your windshield guy because there's probably a clause in your contract that states that you can't alter the vehicle without notifying them at all. And so you could be opening yourself up to like major litigation. I would just call the dealership and be like, hey, a rock hit the windshield and there's a crack. I don't know what you would like to do or if I have to, you know, what you need, but I don't feel like this is my responsibility and just work it out with the dealership. Also, it's just kind of funny that you guys have this like universal disdain for Wendy's.
Oh, because it's disgusting.
Wendy's is an Ohio chain. Here we come with Ohio facts again.
What?
But it was founded.
Ed. Did
Dave Thomas with those. So I knew people that were on the advertising team of Wendy's, like in the late 90s when Dave Thomas was still around.
Yeah.
And they would try creative ideas. And Dave Thomas was like, that's great. But like,
what about me?
I'm going to be in that ad.
Yeah.
And you're going to put me in it, even though I have zero charisma and my burgers and fries taste like shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to be in the ad.
Yeah. Yeah, like Colonel Sanders. Also, and then he started putting Wendy Jr., the real Wendy, in the commercials. And Wendy was just like, you know, she was just like regular looking.
The offspring of a guy with zero charisma.
Yeah, yeah. But then, remember, for a while, they busted out that hot Wendy. Maybe it was maybe like,
oh yeah,
15 years ago. They're like, hey, here's Wendy, and she's a fucking dime. She was a redheaded, just dimey dime. And then, well, like, how come that didn't, that was kind of like the king, except the king from Burger King was terrifying. Wendy was hot, but she was only there for a minute. They're like, how about we have a hot Wendy? And everybody's like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, never mind.
Board with this.
Yeah. Yeah. They got rid of her. Okay. Let's, you ready for some facts, Ed? Cause here come the facts. Some facts
here
are coming.
They come.
All right.
In Columbus, Ohio, my dad was their corporate attorney for a long time.
Big flex.
But, like, it was made to be, like, nicer than McDonald's, like, higher class. Like, they're...
I mean, that is... that. Well, hold on. I know that they were going for that because sometimes when I was in high school, you know, you would leave campus for lunch and you only had a couple options. So at my high school, the only places that were close enough that you could make it there and back in... because they give you, like, 18 minutes for lunch in high school... You could go to Burger King. It was really bad. You could go to Burger King. You could go to Taco Bell, or you could go to Wendy's. And this was the last time I was in a Wendy's. And I do know what Katie Shady's talking about here, because there was a salad bar in that Wendy's. Okay. And that's look, salad bars are, that's kind of baller for fast food, you know, and also they had that chili baked potato. You're not getting a chili baked potato at fucking McDonald's, Ed. You're getting that at Wendy's. It's
probably a good thing to not order it at these places.
Yeah, I don't think you want. Remember there was a finger in that chili.
And I think that's the preferred destination of fast food places for the rest of my family. I'm going to be authentic to myself and tell you that I find it disgusting.
I agree 100%. Katie Shady, was your dad the lawyer when they got that, when they had that finger in their chili, that fake finger?
Oh yeah.
Somebody had lost their finger and they saved it and they're like, yo, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go to Wendy's, get the chili. I'm gonna put this finger in the chili and then say they did it, and boom, rich. And
there was, didn't work. There's the great book I've recommended in the past. It's Adam Resnick, old Letterman, and Adam Resnick will not attend.
Yeah.
And there was one story where I think he finds like a bolt or some piece in, he got a shake from McDonald's or Burger King.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to report it because there's probably going to be more parts.
Yeah.
And he said it was the hardest thing to just, he wasn't looking for money and he just, nobody would take his calls. And he's like, I just want you to know this shake machine is going to like put more metal parts in there and you should probably like fix it. And he just couldn't get through to anyone.
That is such a funny book. And I remember that story. Okay. Here's another one. Or no, wait, this is the rest of, she's going to tell us more about Wendy's. Wendy's facts coming.
Their burgers were supposed to be more appealing to people of a higher tax bracket as well as like older people.
That's right.
In the 80s, they like made a big deal about catering to young professionals or yuppies. They had like these huge salad bars you could go to, and they did like chili and baked potatoes and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I think all fast food is kind of easily yucky, but it's just kind of funny that you guys have this like hate for Wendy's when it was meant to be kind of like this fancy upscale fast food. Anyway,
I agree with that.
Have a good one.
They failed. They put a gallon of mayonnaise on your burger. Your burger's square. Okay, let's start there.
Right.
How could it be better if it's the fucking wrong shape? There's a right shape of things and there's a wrong shape of things. What if you got a fucking square donut? Get the fuck out of here. A donut is round.
Yeah. To what end?
Yes.
To what end?
Yes. Exactly. Thank you for that, Katie Shady. I hope you're not dying. I also, Katie Shady should get herself checked out because she sent me a picture the other day of her and she's looking very fit, but in the picture she is being touched by Gene Simmons.
Oh yeah. You want to get that checked out.
Yeah. You don't, I mean, he skin to skin contact with Gene Simmons.
No wonder you're feeling nauseous all the time.
I wouldn't chance it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we have one more voicemail, and it says transcription not available. So it could just be somebody trying to sell me Shen Yun, but also, Ed, the prefix of this number is a known prefix to me. I'll just say that. The area code is an area code I'm familiar with.
What is up, you dynamic duo of pathetic puke?
Wow.
How the hell is it going? Long time, no talk. It's your boy Manuel from Gardena, the one and only.
Yes.
Long time, no talk. Even longer time, no listen.
He's never listened. 497 episodes. I will say this. I kind of respect him because he doesn't even listen when he's on it.
He's been mentioned like, hey, what happened to Manuel? Yeah. And he's like, yeah, oh, I got a different shift.
Yeah. And also, I said something. Oh, because David Bray called the Bachelor Lifestyle Podcast. Guys, if you're interested in The Bachelor, if you're not, I do a podcast with Jason Stewart about it. It's called The Bachelor Lifestyle. I mentioned because we played a voicemail from David Bray on The Bachelor Lifestyle. And Jason goes, oh, is it Manny and Oxnard? And I go, who the fuck's Manny and Oxnard? And he's like, you know, that one guy. And I'm like, you mean Manuel and Gardenia? And he's like, yeah. And
does he have another?
Yes. He's called Manuel and Gardenia, which we know. Apparently he's also called Manny and Oxnard. And look, Gardenia and Oxnard are 70 miles apart. Just for not even close to each other. And then he's also called Matt in LA, which is like the whole area between Gardenia and Oxnard. So that's like kind of like a catch-all. But also Matt
Stolen
is not
Valor.
Yeah, Matt is not short for Manny or Manuel. Okay, let's see what he's got. Oh, should we predict? He's got a beef with something on the road. Are we thinking?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So it's possible he's going to repeat beef.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't hate him for going Teslas. Hard against Tesla again.
Yeah, he hates Teslas. He hates Tesla.
I hate Tesla.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw my most hated Tesla today, I think, because you know how they all have license plates that are like 4 ohms or no peck. Oof. Or, you know, it's like, oh, how about how they don't use...
Yeah, it's like patting themselves on the back.
Yeah, I saw one today, and I had to infer this because I can't. I'm just assuming. The license plate was Kid A, like the Radiohead album, Kid A, but the A was spelled E-H, like the
Canadian
Kid A.
It's exhausting to even know this.
I hate myself for encountering this person and having thought this much about their stupid fucking license plate.
What if Manuel just switches it up and he's like, I just wanted to weigh in on the complex situation we've got going on the Gaza Strip. On one hand, we have the Jewish people that have been flushed all over the European continent without a place to go. Yeah. On the other hand, what they've done, and it's like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
That's my prediction. That's what he's going to talk about.
I'm going to say he's still worked up about his beloved Dodgers. I feel like he's going to, like Joe Kelly is going to be mentioned.
Everybody's jealous of us, yeah. And they called against us.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be something, and they're like, they're pussies, and they got to get, like, Mookie Betts is a bitch and stuff like that. Okay, let's see.
That most fools love to hate. Oh. Coming in here to file a complaint as usual.
Oh.
So, it's October 29th, and I believe it was actually October 26th. The day I was sitting watching the tube with my father, and we see a commercial for Christmas.
Oh, yes, no, you're not going to do this.
On October freaking 26th. I mean, I don't know what society's absolute desire with making the Christmas season into basically the whole fall season is, man. I can't get it. I don't get it, and I can't get with it. First off, as a God-fearing man, I do love me some Christmas.
Of course.
Jesus' birthday.
Yep.
Never forget that that is the reason for the season.
Manuel, I wrote a book about it. It was co-opted. Most of the things you celebrate at Christmas time, Jesus' birthday happened not in December 25th. July. But on top of that, the Christmas season, the tree, the lights, like all of these things are from something else. It's totally cool to be into Jesus and everything.
Yeah, sure.
But the reason for the season is kind of bullshit because, like, it's all celebrations from different pagan holidays and shit like that. Like, it's not actually the reason. It's the reason you might be into it, but it's not the reason for the season.
How about Santa Claus, who we all definitely know is white, Ed? How about Santa Claus's outfit, that red and white outfit? What do we know about that?
He's communist?
No, it's from a fucking Coca-Cola ad. They used him to sell Coke.
Right. But Santa Claus, St. Nicholas, was a Turkish dude.
Yeah, a Turk.
It there's all kinds of stuff. But but also, the first question I would ask Manuel is, do you understand how America works? What is the driving force for pretty much every decision made in America on a corporate level?
We're talking corporations? We're talking marketing?
Are corporations into sales and commerce?
Yeah. It is. Yeah, it is a lot.
If the Christmas stuff didn't sell, you'd never see a Christmas ad in October.
Yeah. If we just stopped making it about gift giving and instead just made it about philanthropy or service, we wouldn't have to worry about this shit anymore. Manuel, you wouldn't be being advertised. Well, hold on. Let's see what else he has to say.
Jesus Christ being born to this world to save all of our sinning ways, that's soul. Right.
Oh, no.
Unless we murder someone or rape someone.
No, he still saves your soul.
Rotten hell.
No.
Or in jail.
No.
Either way.
You just have to apologize.
You just say you're sorry, and you can even do that after you're dead.
At the end.
Yeah. Couple of Our Fathers, and you're good.
People made mistakes, and they have to pay the consequences in jail, but that doesn't mean they can't be saved.
Hitler is in heaven. He repented afterward. He's fine, buddy. He's up there.
I don't know. He was shooting Eva Braun's dog. He might not have repented at this.
He was an animal lover, Ed.
No, but remember, he got mad because he had to test the poison on his dog, so he just shot her dog.
Yeah, that's so fucked. Bad guy.
Old Blondie went down, and he was not happy.
Yeah. How about, here's another example. How about Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker?
Oh, with those teeth.
L.A. legend. He's in heaven. He's probably repented.
Didn't he have a cross along with his pentagon? I think he had a cross.
He had a pentagram tattooed on his palm, I believe. Yeah, he might have also had a cross. Look, there's still time. You can repent after you die. So it's fine. There's all sorts of ways out.
Besides the point. My point is the Christmas season in any calendar year should not begin until Black Friday.
But there shouldn't be a Black Friday.
The fact that he's saying Black Friday, he knows half the equation here. Yeah, he knows commerce is king.
Drives it. Yeah.
Thanksgiving. In no circumstance should advertisers be bringing this crap before Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I take issue with them even bringing it on in November.
Fuck no.
Because Thanksgiving does deserve its due.
Yeah.
We love Thanksgiving.
It is, after all, it's a great birth of this great nation. Although we double-crossed the Native Americans.
He's given us quite the history lesson. The birth of this great nation is not Thanksgiving.
Those were colonists that were thrown down on Thanksgiving.
The Thanksgiving people. I'll tell Manuel, who loves Christmas. You know who didn't love Christmas? The Pilgrims. Yeah. They fucking hated Christmas.
Yeah, they did. And also, they all fucking died. Like, they barely any of them survived that first Thanksgiving.
On that instance, at least it's a tribute that early Americans were trying to make.
That's right. Not Americans.
A remembrance of a feast.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as
with
Americans.
With the indigenous
then.
People.
That's right.
Of a respectful manner.
They weren't respectful.
No.
All you advertising a-holes, stop with the Christmas crap until at least November 28th,
that's right.
29th,
Black Friday.
Whenever Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Is
I think it's the 23rd this year, buddy.
It's an early one.
Yeah. Wow. Fuck. So good to have him back, Ed.
It is good to have him back. It's good to get a history lesson. Yeah.
Yep. I mean,
but there's a lot of details to point to December 25th not being the birthday of Jesus Christ.
It really isn't.
Yeah. The fact that Jesus' birth was barely, like, there are not many details in the Bible. And then on top of that, the Vatican didn't even mention Christmas until, like, the fourth century, sometime in the fourth century.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's all a big work. And what about, like, how much of a cuck was this guy Joseph? Because his child bride is like, yo, there's a fucking, I ain't having my monthly flow. I don't have to, because they probably used rags back then, or they just free bled, you know, which is fine. Just there's animals around or whatever. But she's just, all of a sudden, she's like, yo, Joseph, like, I think I'm knocked up over here. And Joseph's like, wait, what are you talking about?
The best is Sam Kinison's routine where he talks about, like, the apostles all, like, or not the apostles, but all his buddies, like, hey, Joseph, how'd that happen? Yeah. And he's like, he had better be the only son of God.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Kind of weird. Just all weird stories that people just accept. Okay. Thank you for that, Manuel. Here's another one. Or wait, here's an, quick email. Ballers, every time I write, I tell you how much I love you, and I really do. Thanks for what you do and how you do it. If you would please give me your addresses, I'd like to send you some swag from my church. I love the idea of you both wearing gear from a church, much less a little church in PA. The only thing that sounds cooler is me wearing a shiny new Baller Lifestyle Luke Leon watch while I preach in that little church. So my email is, and he gives me his email, and the celebrity who is the worst was a dead heat between Adam Sandler.
Oh, I find him to be, not that I watch a lot of his movies, but I find him to be a likable character. Lovable. He's very nice to people.
He is. The cast of The Big Bang Theory. Okay, that's for sure.
No arguments there. Yep.
The hostage video version of Ashton Kutcher. And any version of Drew Barrymore. But Jada Pinkett Smith ran away for an easy late win. Everything's always better as team current slash team every. That is from Chad and PA. Chad, I will, Ed and I will proudly wear your shirt.
Despite the last 10 minutes of me kind of trampling over Jesus stuff, I will gladly ride my bike in your church's shirt, just like this morning.
Yeah.
I was wearing my Doll Farms.
Oh yes, shirt. Doll Farms. I got a text from our dear friend Kyle, and I'm still kind of shook. But I know I talked about this last week between the real Kyle and the idea I had in my head of Kyle, because he's just such a sweet guy. But he sent me a picture of him of a beer that he was drinking, and he was surveying all his corn fields, and apparently his corn has to dry out before he could harvest it. And Ed, as far as the eye could see, beautiful rows of corn, and the leaves are changing in Wisconsin where he lives. So
it must look spectacular.
Beautiful fall foliage, the sun setting, gorgeous. Just what a life our dear friend Kyle's got out there.
What a privileged life you have that you're like text buddies with him.
Oh, I'll hook you up. You could be text buddies with him too.
I would love to.
He's a great dude. Okay, let's talk about some things that are not, in fact, sports.
Well, it's time for Non-Sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-Sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-Sports segment.
Oh. Ed, what is going on in the world of things that are not sports?
A woman, I believe this is a British woman, a woman claims she accidentally performed a sex act on own dad while at a bachelorette party in Amsterdam. I believe this was
hen's night. Hens do? Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit so hot.